KISU Mackenzie Young joined in studio with Shannon Fox. Please tell us the organization you're with, then we'll get into further discussion.
Okay, my name is Shannon Fox. I am the program coordinator for CAPE, and it's ran out of the Bannock Youth Foundation here in the community, and it stands for Communities Aligned in Prevention Efforts. So there's a lot going on with that title, but basically my job is to help provide child abuse and trauma prevention and education throughout Eastern Idaho.
That's a big job.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in regards to child abuse and prevention and educating people about how it impacts our community. There's a lot of work there, and we're just really trying to get our communities more engaged with that.
Well, and research has been showing that child abuse and traumas can lead to a whole host of problems later in life, correct?
Yeah, so a lot of people maybe don't understand that it's not just your mental health that's impacted by abuse and trauma, but your physical health, your ability to reach your potential, all of those things can be greatly impacted if you have trauma that never gets any assistance, and if you don't have people in your life to help build your resilience to that trauma. So it's complex, and we don't want people to feel hopeless when we say that. It just means that we have some people that might need some help, and our communities need to be educated.
Mm-hmm. And education can go for everyone.
Oh, definitely. All of us could learn a little bit about these issues, because I don't think there would be one person out there who doesn't either have maybe a history themselves or interact with somebody in their life who might have some tough stuff in their background. And we like to say that if you have abuse and trauma, that's just is maybe a part of you. It doesn't describe who you are or anything. You know, it's not negative to have that. It just means, like I said, you might need some resources or tools.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the education goes to towards everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how can people get information? How do you spread the word?
So a lot of the times we use our Facebook page for people to receive information about our program specifically, and it's the BYF, Communities Aligned in Prevention Efforts. If you want to learn a little bit about this, go online, maybe put in some search phrases on Google, you know, research on trauma. I mean, there's a lot of different ways people can access information. I would like to refer people to come to our program through our Facebook page, or they can reach out to us at 208-234-1122 to learn about the over 50 hours worth of training courses we provide that are specified research-based. So you can learn a lot on your own, but we like to bring you over and have you interact with some of our materials that are research-based.
It's Bannock Youth Foundation on Facebook that mm-hmm. you can get more information.
Yep, Bannock Youth Foundation, or we have a subpage for my program that's the Communities Aligned in Prevention Efforts.
Okay.
We have a lot of acronyms going on over there. So.
Okay, so how do you get the word out to, I mean, it's from children, young ages, to more adult children, to adults that you're targeting? How do you get the information? Do you hold events?
Yeah, so our goal is to just get this information to anybody and everybody, and we have a variety of ways to do that throughout the year. A lot of people might have recognized the blue pinwheels scattered throughout town in April, and that's for Child Abuse Prevention Month, and that's the national symbol, and as a state we participate, and we had a lot of community involvement there. And we do host other events like free trainings, and then this season, this part of the year, we host our Ghostly Gathering Child Abuse Prevention Trick-or-Treat. And that is just fun collaboration for our community, and it's hosted up at the Mountain View Event Center. This year it will be on October 30th from 5 to 8 p.m., and we just offer a lot of different types of engagement for families to come up. We have vendor booths that pass out information about either their business or organization, as well as some candy or treats for kids. We also have some activity booths. We have some food trucks joining us this year, the police department, the fire department. Last year, we got the food bank involved, and that was a really cool partnership as well, because not only were we collecting food, but we were providing food boxes to people. So this community event is structured to be beneficial for whoever shows up, because not only do they get to have a lot of fun and it's free, but every adult that comes in through the doors will get information on child abuse prevention.
Okay, and that does sound fun. A safe, comfortable environment that kids and families can participate in Halloween activities.
Yeah, we like to let people know that one of the big factors for abuse, child abuse specifically, is that it often happens in isolated one-on-one spaces. And if you think of traditional trick-or-treating, that can get pretty isolated and get pretty one-on-one. And so we host it at the Mountain View Event Center because it's one big room that we use and a lot of people are there. So we're actually reducing the risk for children to maybe get abused by having it in that setting and by bringing people together instead of having just kind of isolated trick-or-treating going on. So it's safe and it's free and it's fun. So why not come out and just have a good time?
Leading by example, that's a perfect way to do it.
We had a great turnout for our first year back when this was just kind of a new idea. And then last year we saw over 3,500 people attend. So we have no idea what we're in store for this year being the fourth annual, but we're letting people know, just be ready for a really good time.
Mm-hmm. And costumes aren't required, but encouraged because it's fun.
Yes, we'll try to make it a little more Halloween kind of feel this year. We'll have our vendors dress up and decorate. We will decorate. We're looking to have a photo booth outside this year and people can take photos if they're all costumed up perfect. If they don't want to wear costumes, that's not required. It's really come as you are, get all the goodies that you want. And also, we have a lot of different organizations that are providing services in our community there, like FSA, CASA, Bright Tomorrows. Those organizations that often work with people who may have experienced abuse will be there providing information as well. So you can pick up information in this very kind of welcoming way instead of maybe searching and doing calls and things like that online. That can be a little intimidating.
Having to disclose anything or ask questions that might make a person uncomfortable.
Yeah, because those service providers, they want to help people. And sometimes it's hard for people to know that, one, those organizations are out there to help, or there's kind of that discomfort of just trying to find something on your own. So we like to bring everybody together for that reason.
Again, it's October 30th at the Mountain View Event Center in Pocatello, 5 to 8 p.m., and more information is available.
Facebook is the best way to get information about the Ghostly Gathering. You can just type in Ghostly Gathering. You can also contact the number 208-234-1122 and ask for Shannon Fox. Thank you for having me. We couldn't do these kinds of events without your support. So we want to thank KISU for being there to support us.
Our pleasure. I'm Mackenzie Young with KISU FM Public Radio.